Welcome to On the Bright Side, a chance to go behind the scenes and learn all about what's happening on Bright Side with your host, Michael Ulrich.
On this episode, we dig into the world of customer support and what's really being built at Bright Side. What's new? What's different? And most importantly, what role do ATBers play in providing support to Bright Side customers? My guests today are Patrick McClellan and Kelly Nago, who are overseeing all things customer service and support. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Before we jump in, let's talk a little bit about your guys' backgrounds, where you've come to Brightside from. Patrick, maybe I'll start with you. You've spent some time at ATB. Maybe tell the audience just a little bit about where you've been before you came to Brightside.
Sure. Not quite as long at ATB as Kelly here. I think this is about my ninth year with ATB. I think of kind of a very unique career path or time with ATB, starting from in finance and the CFO portfolio, really helping with that transition from CGAAP to IFRS. And what does that mean for capital asset reporting? Super exciting stuff.
There's like 10 people at ATB that know what he just described.
No kidding. Started in Edmonton and then moved to Calgary to help support lines of businesses, CFS and BNA, with that embedded finance support. And actually, that's where I first met Kelly. We used to work together in finance way back when.
Way long friendship.
Moved more closer. I think early on in my career, I just wanted to move closer and closer to the customer. And I found that's what I really started to feel passionate about, and started very much at the back of the house. And each role that I've taken since there took me one step closer to the customer. And now finally my transition into Brightside brings me right front and center with the customer, trying to solve real life challenges for our customers.
Kelly, what about you?
Thanks, Patrick, for setting me up that I'm old. I'm not going to go into the long history of how long I've been here, but I have been throughout the business in ATB. I've been in RFS, BNA, MasterCard, and finance is where Patrick and I met. And my most recent role was in customer care. So a lot of background and experience in support. And that's kind of what drew me over to Brightside, is really being able to kind of look at it from a different lens and how we might be able to do support in a different way.
Brightside is this new mobile banking app that's being built by a team within ATB. But specifically today, we kind of want to talk about this digital customer support world, and specifically what things are going to be available to initially ATB team members who are going to kind of be the first Brightsiders to be introduced to the app and try out some of the initial savings features that'll be there. But maybe let's start from the top. When you guys both joined Brightside, where did you kind of lean into to kind of find inevitably the platform and the type of customer support that you wanted to deliver?
Yeah, I think the first natural starting place was to look at trends and what we're seeing in customer support, looking outside of finance and banking and look at who's doing this extremely well in what other industries and drawing inspiration from there. And true to everything that we do to Brightside is going back to the customer, going back to the research and really understanding our target segment. And the first thing that became crystal clear from all of the research, either primary or secondary, was that people overwhelmingly preferred self-service. And depending upon the survey or the study, anywhere from 65 to 80% of people indicated their primary channel of choice was self-service.
So you had to go out, you had to look at a bunch of different providers of a platform by which you could offer someone a pretty robust digital self-serve experience. Maybe talk a little bit about ultimately where we've landed at Brightside and what's exciting about the platform that we are looking to use.
Yeah, it's really cool. And Patrick did a lot of work around this prior to him bringing me on, but it was really exciting even when he was telling me what he's looked into. So where we landed is we're leveraging Zendesk as a solution for our customer support. It's super cool because how they've built their solution is more of a platform, and where they're not an expertise in is, you know, they built it so that they can connect with other partners.
Anything you want to add on kind of the discussion? Discovery and journey to get to where we picked Zendesk and setting that up?
Yeah, I think Kelly really hit the nail on the head there with the platform, which enables us the ability to hook in some of the really cool tech somewhere else. So we're not locked in with you can really mitigate against any of that innovation risk. If there's a certain aspect that maybe Zendesk isn't cutting edge in, we can really hook in that customer who is, which really enables us to deliver just this amazingly tightly integrated customer experience that could be truly unique to Brightside and our customers. But Zendesk in particular, in addition to being this platform, you know, they actually do everything from telephony to chat all the way to community, but their core competency really lies in their knowledge base and the intuitive AI that they've built into that. And that really was, I truly believe that they are the best in the world at that.
So let's maybe talk a little bit about that. You just mentioned breadth of options there are in picking the Zendesk solution. To start for kind of this initial release to ATBers, what were the components that you guys really focused in on ensuring were in place and are kind of well-developed to give this a good go at to see how, you know, our first customers, ATBers, utilize the platform?
Yeah, so for us, you know, again, going back to, you know, what customers are saying, what they want, and then as well as where Zendesk's competency is really in that knowledge base. We want to test that to see that it's true. It's working for people. It's really delivering what we want to do in this really great self-serve experience that's attracting digitally savvy Albertans. So for us right now, we've been focusing a lot of our efforts in the knowledge base to see that people can truly 100%, you know, or at least 80% of the time find the answers that they're looking for at their fingertips.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. So a team member is signed up. They kind of onboard themselves into the Brightside app. At some point, maybe even in that initial kind of onboarding or just as they start to try and set up one of the features, they run into some type of, I guess, what they would perceive as a problem, or they're not able to kind of easily move on to the next phase of the setup process. What do they do?
Where we're at today, so for ATB wait list, if you run into any type of issue that when you're within the app, you'll be able to quickly call up the help within app. Today, that will take you out of the app and take you to our external landing page. And from there, we have the capability to pin promoted articles. It will also show trending articles, right? So you can see that this article is currently trending. Lots of people are looking at it. It will serve that up right away. And it has that just intuitively built into that so that we know if there is an issue, that article will surface to the top automatically on its own. From there, you can quickly navigate. It's grouped into categories. We're still trying to figure out how best to group these articles and what categories to put them under. And what we're doing is we're actually going to be putting these articles out to our customers and having them make sure that the language is something that really speaks to them, that they understand, making sure that they group them into the right categories that fits their mental models, not ours, so that it's really geared towards the customer. And then, of course, it has just tremendous search capability. So at the top, you'll have that search capability. You'll type in whatever you're looking for, and that will service up, hopefully, that quick hit article that will help you resolve whatever issue you have. From there, if you're not able to find that, you'll have the ability to either, depending upon the time of day and hours of operation, you can start a chat with one of our internal agents, or you can request a call, which was a really great feature that tested really high with our customers. Is nobody likes calling in to an IVR, listening to some music, pressing a whole bunch of buttons, waiting to talk to a human. A big part of our brand ethos is shifting that balance of power back from the bank to the customer. And how that manifests is multiple ways, but from a care, like a simple strategy around that customer care and support is instead of calling us, click a button, summon us, we'll call you. And that's tested extremely well. So we'll have channels available, but we really want to nudge people towards the self-service so that they can quickly resolve any issues they have themselves.
For you, Kelly, you worked in a world where customer care still plays such a foundational part of delivering an exceptional customer experience mm-hmm. to ATB customers. Mm-hmm. What have you gravitated or learned just in terms of like there is seemingly a really unique, differentiated way to offer digital customer support and yet still have kind of that human element behind it? I'd love to know kind of what you've seen in terms of trying to build out this digital customer support platform.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in customer care, it always just kind of baffled me, and I'm sure David Bradshaw will still agree what some of our top 10 call drivers are and why people call in. So a lot of the times it's because our customers either can't find it themselves or they don't have the tools to be able to do it. So I think that's what's really cool here is just kind of really changing that idea that maybe calling in isn't the best way to get your answers and there is a better way to do that. So, you know, that's where we would love to kind of test this and prove it out and see that, you know, a self-serve is a better option.
So obviously we're going to learn a lot as ATBers start to utilize Brightside. They're going to run into some bugs, some problems. Obviously, their first step is going to be to try and kind of tap into this initial knowledge guide that's built around Zendesk. How are you guys hoping to learn, and maybe how does the platform learn so that as questions are asked that we don't have an answer to, we can obviously continue to grow the knowledge guide so that the next time someone asks that, there is an answer waiting there for them?
We've tried to anticipate, you know, getting ready to go launch and go to market. We try to anticipate all the questions that we can properly identify, but we know full well that there's going to be a whole slew of questions that just aren't addressed in that knowledge base. You know, when we do see a ticket come in, or why I think we really love Zendesk in particular, is when you see a ticket comes in, you kind of have the option as a customer success advocate of serving up an article, amending an article, or creating a new article. Right? So if it's one that there isn't an existing article for today, you would help serve that customer, you'd fully support them. But part of closing off that ticket would be creating a new knowledge article that you would then train the AI on the different ways to recognize and answer that question. And then you'd add that through to the knowledge base. And our aspirational goal is that as a customer success advocate, you should only ever answer a question once. Then you should create that knowledge article. You should properly train that AI. And that question should never hit our help center again. That customer, next customer that has that problem or that question, is able to find that article and have that be served up.
Kelly, I'd love to hear from you. I mean, it's such an interesting balance of people and technology. Mm-hmm. And really, it's not one versus the other. It's aligning those two to work kind of in tandem to deliver really the best experience for the customer at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new world by which kind of you're developing something that we hope we have nailed it, but we know we're not going to nail it on day one. And So I'd love to hear just kind of how that human and technology balance is kind of playing into this moving forward and the team that kind of will play a part in that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Even before I came over, you know, it was an aspirational goal at Client Care that, you know, it's like, what if we get zero calls a year? And that doesn't mean by getting zero calls a year that people go away, because I think the focus becomes different. So for us here too, it's the same idea. We're leaning heavily on AI and, you know, kind of hoping to use the power behind it, but you still need people. Because what we know today is with AI, there's content gaps, there is empathy gaps in there. So the people are there to create the content, to train the AI, and to close that gap and really be there to help answer the questions for our customers right now. And as it gets smarter and smarter, and you know, it gets to a point where we do train the AI properly and it does its job, we are going to continually add products. And with more products, it adds complexity. And I think that's where people can play a role in advice.
And we joke quite a bit here early on that we want to hire a team that loves our customers so much that they never have to call us, right?
Totally.
And we truly obsess about the experience that they have, because we believe that when they do have to contact us, it's already a less than ideal experience that we want to deliver.
Maybe we'll spend a minute talking about the team at ATB. There's a great Client Care team. There's obviously a ton of exceptional customer-facing team members across the province. There is a role for them to play in the inevitable opportunity, maybe once we're more out in a full market release of Brightside. Team members from ATB, where do you guys kind of see them playing a role in providing, helping with customer support, and kind of what message would you empower them to kind of carry with them when it comes to this?
Client Care holds a special place in my heart, obviously, because I came from there, and they do. They have a tremendous team and they're awesome, and they just be a natural fit to tap into. I think where they can play a role is, you know, become an advocate, use the products. I think of just even in our personal lives where you use the products, you don't actually need insider knowledge or insider access to help somebody else. So I think by being an advocate yourself, you can help customers in the right direction without actually tapping into the internal systems.
And the good news is they're not going to have to help customers other than ATB team members. And really what we're hoping is to drive ATB team members through the process, use the digital channel, use the Zendesk channel that's been created, and help us learn kind of where we can evolve that over the first couple of weeks and months that Brightside is in team members' hands.
And if you have, as an ATB employee, if you have customers coming up asking about Brightside, the best advice to give them is to direct them towards hibrightside.ca.
What are you guys most looking forward to learning? Are there some things that you guys are kind of most excited to be able to learn from and put in place?
I think it's just actually seeing it in play, because I think we've been talking about it so much and we're hearing what our customers are telling us, but to see that it actually works and that there is a different way from a traditional call center model.
I'm just so excited to just put what we've kind of built into practice, operationalize it, start collecting some of that data. We're not going to nail it day one. We're never going to nail it. This is a journey of just continuous improvement and pushing the edge of what customer experience can look like from a support perspective. And yes, we have the knowledge. We'll have those knowledge articles. We'll train that AI. There's always going to be room to train it better. through the partnership Kelly alluded to through Mixed Panel is our data analytics. So that actually gives us another layer of information that we'll know about our customer. Plus Zendesk has contextual awareness. So we can get to a point where we'll be able to know the path a customer has navigated through the app before they hit that help button, where we can get a high level of confidence that when they press that help button after following this path and are on this screen, here's a high confidence interval that this is the problem that they're having, and we can hit them with that support right in that moment and truly feel like we truly know our customers and we're obsessed about them. And that's just once we start getting that data that we can continue just to refine this and make this better and better and truly push the envelope.
I think the more we talk about our release to ATBers, the more we want to get them excited that they're going to be the first ones to kind of have their hands on Brightside and the initial savings features we're launching with. We also want to kind of caution that you're going to be the first group that helps us find out what didn't quite work the way we thought it was going to work. Yep. And that is truly the role that we need them to play, to kind of put on their customer hat, but also put on their, hey, like my job here is to make Brightside as good as it can be before it gets introduced to an actual kind of Albertan that maybe doesn't have the longstanding relationship with ATB. So we want to kind of continue to keep people excited, but also knowing like you play a really important role in helping us deliver the best Brightside app possible when we actually come time to kind of roll this out. And I think a huge part of that is learning through this phase around customer support is going to be a really key insight. And so that's it for another episode of On the Brightside. We certainly hope you learned a little bit about exactly what will be in place when it comes to customer support, but more importantly, that you as ATBers play such a critical role in making customer support at Brightside the best it can be by being part of the waitlist phase, using the app, and really helping us develop a solution that's going to work for Albertans once Brightside is available. If you do have any additional questions, we'd love to answer them. You can send them to brightside@atb.com, and we'll take a couple minutes on upcoming podcasts to answer any questions that we do receive. This episode was written and produced by myself, Michael Ulrich, along with Don Bashand. Until the next On the Bright Side, stay bright.
For more information on this podcast, please contact Michael Ulrich. His email address is mulrich@atb.com. You can also visit the Brightside G+ community. Use the words Brightside in your search.